Countermelodies behind vocal chops, advanced. Ableton Live, drum and bass composition. All right, let's get into one of the most why does this suddenly sound pro techniques in modern DnB, writing countermelodies behind vocal chops, because here's the truth. Vocal chops can absolutely carry the hook, but if they're floating over nothing, the drop feels weirdly empty. Not quiet, empty. What fixes that isn't another lead, it's a supporting voice that interlocks with the chop, clarifies the harmony, and pulls the listener into the next phrase without stealing the spotlight. Today we're building a hook section where the vocal chop stays front and center, and the countermelody does that sneaky, emotional, rolling work underneath. We'll do it with Ableton stock tools, but the thinking is the real upgrade. Register separation, rhythmic interlock, target notes, arrangement density, and mix decisions that make the counter sit behind the vocal automatically. First, set the rules. 2 minutes. Do not skip this, because this is how you stop yourself from writing a second lead. Tempo, put it in the classic pocket, 172 to 176 BPM. I'll imagine 174. Now find the key of your vocal chop. If it's tonal, throw Ableton's tuner after the vocal track, loop the hook, and watch what note it wants to resolve to. Back it up with your ears. Your job is to write down three things, the key center, like F minor, and then two or three safe notes that show up a lot, like F, Ab, and C. Those are your guardrails. Next, make a register plan. Vocal chops usually live in the mid-range, so if you put your countermelody in the same zone, you're going to spend the rest of your life EQing and still wondering why it feels harsh. You basically get two main lanes. Lane A is low mid support, around 150 to 600 Hz, but carved so it doesn't sit on the vocal's throat. Lane B is a top motif, like 2 to 8K, but thin and controlled so it doesn't stab your ears or fight intelligibility. Pick one lane first. Commit. You can add a second lane later as a variation, but don't try to do everything with one patch. Now let's build a phrasing map for the vocal. This is the secret weapon. Take your vocal chop audio and get it sliced. If it's not sliced already, right-click and slice to new MIDI track. Use transients or warp markers, whatever gives you clean slices, and let it drop into simpler. Make an 8-bar loop of your hook. Now, create what I call a rhythm stencil. Make a new MIDI clip on a blank MIDI track, and just play short notes exactly where the vocal hits happen. It can literally be one repeated pitch. You're not writing music here, you're drawing the vocal's rhythm in MIDI. Teacher note, this stencil is how you stop guessing. Instead of "I think the counter should go here," you literally see the gaps where it can live. The countermelody's job is to speak between the vocal words, not at the same time. Next up, choose a sound that can be heard quietly. Quietly is the key word. Option 1. A ghost pluck-in wavy-table. Start basic shapes, slightly rounded position, add a quiet sign or triangle underneath for body, then low pass it. Keep the amp envelope snappy, short attack, medium decay, low sustain, short release. Tiny unison, two voices, subtle amount. This gives you a clean, rolling support that doesn't smear across the bar. Option 2. A controlled jungle organ hint and operator. Sign on osc A, another sign on osc B. Detune a few cents, short decay. Later, a touch of saturator for harmonics. This is great when you want the counter to feel classic but not cheesy. Option 3. A dark mid res adjacent counter. Two saws, slight detune, filtered and mono-ish. Important warning. If your main bass is already huge, this counter needs to be thinner and higher pass than you think, otherwise you'll weaken the entire drop. Here's another coach note. Build a duckable tone on purpose. Sounds with fast decay and controlled harmonics stuck cleaner under sidechain. If your patch is this huge sustained buzzy thing in the 1 to 4K zone, it won't sit behind anything. It'll just argue. Okay, now we write the rhythm before we write the pitches. Open an 8-bar MIDI clip for your counter instrument. Start with only 2 to 4 notes per bar. Seriously, if you're thinking this is too simple, good. That's exactly the point at this stage. Use the interlock rule. If the vocal hits on the beat, you aim for the offbeats. If the vocal is busy, you go sparse. If the vocal is sparse, you can answer a little more. Common DnB placements that work, notes on the end of 2 and the end of 4, little pickups into the snare, and short ghost hits that imply motion without demanding attention. And a really practical Ableton move, turn on fold so you only see notes you're using, and use a scale constraint. If you're in Live 12, use the clip scale settings. If not, the MIDI scale effect works fine. This isn't to make you lazy, it's to keep you fast while you experiment with rhythm. Now pitches. This is where advanced starts to mean intentional. Instead of thinking all notes in F minor are allowed, think in target tones. Pick one or two target notes per bar. These are usually chord tones or color tones depending on the vibe. Thirds, fifths, sometimes sevenths if you want that liquid sophistication. Everything else is either a neighbor note one step away, or a chromatic approach that resolves immediately. Let's do method one. Chord tone anchoring plus passing tones. Pick two home notes that feel stable under your hook. In F minor, that might be F and C. Write those as your anchors. Then add one passing note occasionally, like G or Eb, but make it shorter and quieter than the anchor. Passing tones are spice. Anchors are the meal. Method 2. Answer phrase, call and response. Listen to your vocal phrase, and where it ends, drop a short answering note right after. Not during. After. This is the easiest way to make the hook feel conversational. It also lets you keep the counter super low in volume, while still being clearly felt. Method 3. Contrary motion. If the vocal contra feels like it's rising, your counter gently falls or stays steady. You're trying to avoid doubling the melody's emotional movement. Contrary motion creates width and depth without creating a second main character. Now let's add two advanced variation tricks that give you evolution without clutter. Variation 1. Approach then resolve micromotif. Two notes. At phrase ends, do a quick approach note, even a semitone below, into a target note. The approach is shorter, quieter, and sometimes slightly late. That tiny tension release reads as sophisticated, especially in darker DNB, but it doesn't create a new melody. Variation 2. Rotating displacement. Take a one-bar idea you like, duplicate the clip for the next section and shift the notes forward by an eighth note, or even a 16th for subtlety. Keep the pitches identical. Same notes, new groove. It feels like arrangement evolution instead of I wrote more stuff. Okay. Now we make it sit behind the vocal in the mix. Dock devices only. First, EQ 8. High pass the counter somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz depending on your bass and sub. Then do a wide dip in the vocal presence range, roughly 1 to 3K, maybe 2 to 5 dB. You're not trying to hide the counter. You're making a pocket for the vocal to live in. Next, saturator. Soft sine or analog clip, 1 to 4 dB of drive, and then trim output so the level stays consistent. This is crucial. Saturation makes the counter audible at a lower fader level, which is exactly what we want. Now the big one. Sidechain compression from the vocal chop. Put compressor on the counter melody and sidechain it to the vocal chop track. Ratio around 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack 5 to 20 milliseconds so the counter has a tiny bit of punch. Release 60 to 150 so it breathes musically. Aim for about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction when the vocal hits. Teacher note. This is the difference between mixing with volume and mixing with dynamics. With sidechain, the counter can actually be present and still get out of the way when the vocal speaks. Then utility, decide your width strategy. If the counter is mid-focused and poking the vocal, narrow it. If it's a top motif and you've carved the mid, you can allow a bit more width. But here's the pro approach. Keep the dry counter mostly mono, and create width in the effects returns instead. So let's do reverb as a send. On a return track, put reverb. Pre-delay around 15 to 30 milliseconds so it doesn't blur the vocal timing. Decay about 1.2 to 2.5 seconds depending on how liquid you want it. High pass the reverb around 300 to 600 Hz, and low pass it around 6 to 10k so it's smooth and behind. Send just enough that you miss it when it's gone, but you don't notice it as reverb. Optional, but very DNB. Echo or delay on another send. Eighth note or dotted eighth. Filter it aggressively. Delay is amazing for answer tails, like the counter says something short, and the delay trails fill the gaps without ang notes. Pro move, put auto filter before the sends and automate cutoff so the counter opens slightly in the last two bars of an 8-bar phrase. It's like turning the lights up right before the next section hits. Another advanced stock trick, envelope follower. Put envelope follower on the vocal track, map it subtly to the counter melody filter cutoff or gain. Small range, the goal isn't pumping. The goal is breathing. The counter moves with the vocal energy without copying the vocal notes. Now arrangement. This is where most counter lines fail, because people let them play constantly. Think 16-bar hook with density changes. Bars 1 to 4, super sparse. Just anchors. Establish that there is a harmonic bed, but keep it minimal. Bars 5 to 8, add one or two passing tones and maybe a tiny rhythmic pickup. Bars 9 to 12, you can introduce a quiet octave double or a very low-level harmony at the third or fifth. Keep it subtle. If you notice it immediately, it's probably too loud. Bars 13 to 16. Finale Varination. One higher register note, slightly more reverb send. Maybe less sidechain so it peaks out. Then when hook repeats, remove that extra energy so the drop feels like it resets and hits again. Automation lanes that matter here. Reverb send rises at phrase ends, filter cutoff opens slightly toward bar 8 and 16, and width increases a touch at the ends. You're basically arranging emotion with automation, not with more notes. Now we glue it to the groove with micro timing and velocity. DNB feel lives in milliseconds. If your vocal is super tight and sharp, try nudging the counter melody a few milliseconds late, like 1 to 10 ms, to sit behind. If you're going for aggressive techie energy, you can push it a hair early, but be careful too early and it just feels rushed. Velocity shaping. Ghost notes around 30 to 60 velocity, accents maybe 70 to 100 depending on the patch. And if you use groove pool swing, keep it light. 5 to 15%. DN beat is touchy. One more crucial check. A slash B against the snare, not just the vocal. Solo drums, vocal and counter. If the snare loses bite when the counter hits, shorten the counter notes on snare bars, or move their attack slightly away from the snare transient. Sometimes it's not frequency masking its transient timing conflict. Before we wrap, let's hit the biggest mistake so you can self-correct fast. Mistake 1. Writing a second lead. If it's singable, it's probably competing. Mistake 2. Same register as the vocal. Two mid-range stars equals masking and fatigue. Mistake 3. Too many notes. Rollers thrive on negative space. Mistake 4. No sidechain from the vocal, which forces you to solve everything with fader moves and EQ. Mistake 5. Ignoring the bass relationship. If your counter notes clash with the sub's root movement, the whole drop feels weaker, even if you can't explain why. Now a quick practice structure you can do in 20 minutes. Take an 8-bar vocal chop loop at 174. This audio version is shortened for playback.